Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has officially released the first version of beta firmware for AirPods Pro. The new beta enables features such as spatial audio for FaceTime and ambient noise reduction, but the process to install the beta requires you use Xcode on your Mac. The AirPods Pro beta is only available for developers, and the configuration profile is only available via Apple's developer website. Furthermore, there is no way to downgrade once you've installed this beta firmware on your AirPods, so you should proceed with caution. The prerequisites for running the AirPods Pro beta include a Mac running the Xcode 13 beta, an iPhone running the iOS 15 beta, and a set of fully charged AirPods Pro. You'll first need to install a configuration profile on your iPhone, then pair your AirPods Pro with your iPhone, then use Xcode to enable your AirPods Pro to receive beta software updates. Then, at some point within the next 24 hours, you can expect to receive an AirPods Pro firmware update to install the beta. The first beta includes the new FaceTime spatial audio feature, which creates a sound field that helps conversations flow, just like they do face-to-face, as well as the ambient noise reduction feature to focus on voices during a conversation. The conversation boost feature that Apple announced at WWDC is not available in the first beta. You can find more information about the first AirPods Pro firmware beta for developers at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, a new report says that the long-rumored next-generation AirPods, with a design similar to the current AirPods Pro, will enter mass production next month. From there, we can apparently expect an announcement at the same time as this year's iPhone 13. The supply chain report says that Apple has quite a bit of announcements planned for the second half of 2021, including new MacBook Pros, a new version of AirPods, and the new iPhone 13. The iPhone 13 and the new AirPods are expected to be announced in September. The report says Apple could produce as many as 95 million units before January, and for all of this year, Apple is targeting 230 million iPhone units. This would represent 11% growth compared to 2020. Meanwhile, it was already looking clear that this year would be the last for the iPhone mini. The iPhone 12 mini has reportedly experienced disappointing sales, with Apple cutting production, so the iPhone 13 mini will be the last to offer this form factor. Today's report from Nikki echoes this and says that Apple intends an updated version of the iPhone SE to be released in 2022 to effectively replace the iPhone 13 mini. The new iPhone SE is said to feature 5G connectivity as well as the latest A15 processor on the inside. But the new iPhone SE is expected to feature the same design as the current iPhone SE, which means it will resemble the iPhone 8 with an LCD display and a Touch ID home button. So to recap, later this year, we can expect the iPhone 13 and new AirPods in September, a new MacBook Pro sometime between September and November, and a new iPhone SE and new AirPods Pro sometime in 2022. Rounding out today, a nice new feature of watchOS 8 that has gone a bit under the radar is a new voice feedback option. The new feature enables the Workout app to generate audible announcements that can be heard through AirPods or other wireless headphones paired to the Apple Watch. The announcements report workout progress, such as when you crossed into the next mile during a run or reached the halfway point of a timed workout goal. This feature is a simple but welcome addition. Instead of always having to look at your watch to get an update on your active workout, you can now run watchOS 8 to hear occasional checkpoints through your headphones. The voice feedback option seems to happen anytime the Workouts app on the Apple Watch would normally tap the user's wrist with a status alert. For instance, during a running or walking workout, the user gets a voice announcement every time they complete 1 mile of distance. Siri simply announces what mile you're on and your current pace. You can also get Audible alerts when activity rings are closed during the workout and when the workout goal is met. And if you're actively listening to something on your Apple Watch, like music or a podcast, the audio announcements simply come in over that sound. Again, you can enable this new option by heading to the Settings app on your Apple Watch or visiting the companion Apple Watch app on your iPhone and looking for the workout option. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.